And yeah, as you can see on the screen, so we have also the request to do the changes minimal in regards to the effort. And yeah, we also have to remove the reference to the driver here as a one text, and the total number of persons will not be amended for the changes which are proposed here on the screen for category 1.1 and category 1.2. On the next slide, we having the amendment for the yeah, category differentiation between category 1 and category 2. Therefore, the shown equation is used in the SR1 document. And yeah, if all three statements which are listed on the left side are true, so the vehicle will be rated as a category 2 vehicle. So therefore, we found out in the group that it's necessary to have a different equation for the category X vehicles, because yeah, otherwise we have different types of different categories for the same vehicle, which are either equipped with an ADS or not. So, and therefore we yeah, have to continue our thinking about it. And yeah, this will be done in the meantime up to the next meeting. So, and we will have a final decision for that item until the next meeting in February. And at the next slide, we will also introduce at the SR1 the new category X and Y with the three well-known statements. They are had not changed in between to what we have presented in the last status report. And then we have on the next slide the masses. Here we have to amend the mass in running order for the SR1 to exclude yeah, the driver for the mass calculation for category X and Y vehicles. And yeah, this, if we do that, we yeah, equalize the for category X and Y vehicles, the mass in running order with the unladen vehicle mass. And we have also to amend the pay mass, yeah, to consider, yeah, if we don't have a driver, that we don't have to take it the driver into account. And now we are coming to the end of our presentation. Thank you. And if you have questions, please feel free.